Work gives us goals to strive toward. It gives us purpose. Work is fundamental to our sense of self-worth as useful, independent, and free individuals. It is important to the state of Missouri and to our communities that every Missourian has a meaningful opportunity to compete for a job. That opportunity must include the thousands of men and women who have served time in prison, paid their debts to society, and are attempting to successfully return to their communities as productive, law-abiding citizens. These folks frequently encounter discrimination in employment and other aspects of their lives, making it more difficult for them to successfully assimilate back into society. For this group of Missourians, the unemployment rate is many times higher than the norm. Last year, only 56% of Missourians on parole were employed, and just 22% had full-time jobs, one in five, okay? Without jobs, former offenders are more likely to become homeless, revert to old patterns of drug abuse and criminal activity. Work can and will change that. Gainful employment is a key factor in promoting rehabilitation and the successful reintegration of former offenders. It's simple. People who are working less or who are working are less likely to commit crimes, they're less likely to return to prison, and they're more likely to become productive, contributing members of societies. One of the strategies that has proven to boost employment opportunities for individuals with criminal history is a policy called Ban the Box. Ban the Box simply removes the conviction history question from the initial job application. That way, employers consider a job candidate's qualifications first, giving applicants a fairer chance. Ban the Box policies have been implemented in 21 states and more than 100 cities. Some apply to public employees, others apply to public and private sectors. These jurisdictions join a growing number of major corporations that have adopted Ban the Box policies, including Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Starbucks, and Facebook. Now, as governor, I'm committed to helping improve the lives of all Missourians, improve our economy, and improve public safety. That is why today, in just a minute, I intend to exercise the full authority of my office as governor of the state of Missouri and sign Executive Order 1604. Now, my order instructs all departments, agencies, and boards and commissions in the executive branch to take all necessary action to amend initial employment applications by removing questions relating to an individual's criminal history, unless a criminal history would render an applicant specifically ineligible for the position. Any criminal history background check or inquiry will only be conducted later, much later in the hiring process. A Ban the Box policy for those seeking state employment is an important step forward and will hopefully serve as an example for additional employers in the private sector. This is quite frankly about fairness. Giving folks a fair chance to redeem their lives, support their families, and make a contribution to their communities is a value we share as Missourians and Americans. And now, let me make a little law by signing Executive Order 1604.
Here. I'm sorry. There you go. I've got extra copies. There you go. You can have it.
Now, it is important to note that thousands of Missouri offenders and former offenders have benefited from the restorative justice program training programs like the ones that are here, and others instituted by Corrections Director George Lombardi in Missouri. These programs are helping prepare offenders to live as productive, responsible members of society. I also want to thank our Board of Probation and Parole for the important and difficult work they do each and every day. In addition, the training workshops, programs, and support services provided by Slate and other organizations like him, which has an in-depth understanding of both the needs of employers and job seekers, will continue to play a critical role and the ex-offender's long-term success. Advocacy of leaders at the state and local levels is also essential to this. One of the strongest of these leaders is State Senator Jamal Nasheed. Senator Nasheed has been a tireless champion of making sure that the state of Missouri is a model employer when it comes to providing alternatives for opportunities for all Missourians, including those with criminal histories. I'd like to invite now to be heard Senator Jamal Nasheed.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let's give our governor a round of applause once again. Yeah, I would like to thank the governor for listening to my concerns as well as the concerns of so many of our constituents throughout the state of Missouri. All too often, we have young men and women. They come out after paying their debt to society. They knock on the doors of opportunities, and the doors are slammed in their faces each and every day because they walk near that door with the stigma of being an ex-felon. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you what hurt my heart. A young man called me one day, and he was crying. He was approximately 40 years old. He was crying. He filled out an application. He got the job, but what he didn't do was circle that box right on that, have you ever been convicted of a felon? So he received the job, but a year later they fired him because he committed a crime 20 years ago. And those are the stories that we hear all too often, but no longer would that occur on the state level due to our governor's executive order. So again, I would like to thank you for stepping up to the plate and doing the right thing. We have a lot of work to do, but this is just the beginning. But again, thank you very much.
I think the senator makes an important point here, and we'll be glad to take questions in a second. But this is a beginning of a process that we hope will lead not only to more folks getting employed by the state, but equally importantly, a shift in the focus of us. Once people have committed offense and served their sentence, then we should all be part of a large brother and sisterhood to make sure that whatever we can do to help them, make sure they turn their lives around, we are there to help. And if we do, I think we'll all benefit tremendously from that. Now, one of the leaders in the House on this issue is Representative Michael Butler. I'd like to ask him to make a few remarks if he'd like to. Representative Butler.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. Thank you. Now, many will say that we're just banning a box, that we're not doing much, but I can attest to something different. Just as Senator Nasheed, I have a story as well. A very big supporter of mine, the hardest worker I've ever known is a young man named Chris. And Chris, after serving 4 years in prison, went through the FISA Support Center's program and was in the FISA Support Network. And he passed through that program with flying colors. And then he came to work for me. He was the hardest working campaign worker I have ever had. But Chris wanted a job after the campaign. I couldn't afford to keep him on forever. When he was looking for a job for $13 an hour, he found out about it from his uncle. But he found out that those employers did not hire felons. And he was asked to fill out the application and keep that portion of his record off. Chris decided not to apply. He decided not to apply because he said, no one else is going to do my time for me. If I get found out and if I get charged, I'm going back to prison and I'm on probation. I can't have that happen to me. That box prevented Chris from a job. That box prevents thousands of Chris's across the state from getting a job. And that box prevents them from feeding their families, from them feeding themselves, and in some cases for them not going back to prison. Because of the governor, we now have an executive that said no more in the state of Missouri. We will not have that box anymore. And I ask all the executives out there in the state of Missouri, take the governor's lead. Ban the box in your own organizations and your companies, and we can solve this problem once for all. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Governor, picking up on what he just said, would you like to see corporate Missouri start doing this? And to what extent are they doing it already?
Well, some significant companies have already done it, as I mentioned in my remarks. Technically, I'm the CEO of the corporation in the state of Missouri with the most employees. Over 50,000 people work for the state. And so when I take this action, I do so as a public employee. Obviously, it's important for us to set an example. But it, just like Representative Butler said and Senator Nasheed and others, we are hopeful that others will take this challenge, and I think they'll see a benefit from it. So We shouldn't underestimate how important it is for the state to stand strong, stand united. But signing the executive order is one thing. Actually embracing these opportunities is a second. And my focus right now is making sure that through all of our agencies, through all of our departments, that we embrace this opportunity to have a much broader group of applicants coming to be potential workers in our state. And that's positive for those individuals and positive for the quality of the services that we can provide as a state.
Governor, can you kind of walk through the process now that you've signed this executive order? What would happen if a felon came and applied for a state job, compared to what it is before your executive order and now after?
Yeah, right. We can provide the form. The forms have now been changed. Obviously, when you do something like this, you prepare it beforehand. But basically, on the front page of most applications for positions at the state is a box near the bottom of there. You know, have you ever been convicted of a felony, or have you spent any time incarcerated? And that box gets marked, and guess what? That form ends up in a lot of trash cans of a lot of folks that are reviewing folks for opportunities. That question will no longer exist. We're not limiting the ability of employers or others to look at what the full background of someone is, and there are a limited number of positions where that's a qualifier for it, some bank examiners and some other things like that where you can't do it. But I think what it's going to do is open up a much wider pool of talent to choose the important jobs serving the public, and I think it will help strengthen both our economy as well as our state.
What legislative efforts, if any, are underway or being planned to expand this to the private sector?
I mean, there have been legislative efforts in the past in both the private and the public sector that have not made it to the finish line, not made it to my desk. I'm not sure whether they will this year or not, but I wasn't going to wait on history to get here. I mean, once in this job, as I told these folks when I met with them last week in the Capitol and then again this morning when we were talking about some of the issues involved here, whatever happens legislatively happens, but as a CEO of a workforce of over 50,000, I think it strengthens our state. I think it strengthens opportunities for people who want to turn their lives around, and I think it gives us more applicants for important jobs, and all of those are good things for the state, whether or not the legislature ultimately this year or any other year passes a broader requirement.
Is there your hope that this will pave the way for future expansion legislatively?
I think we're seeing it. It's an interesting time in America a little bit, where you have folks from both the far left and the far right kind of meeting in the middle a little bit on some of these issues, where we're all kind of understanding that we spent a lot of time in the 80s and the 90s passing appropriate legislation at the time that stiffened sentences, that mandatory minimums and all that sort of stuff, but it treated basically kind of everybody the same. And quite frankly, the one great thing about this is it doesn't treat everybody the same. People that want to work are going to have an opportunity to work. People that don't want to work aren't going to have to work. You know, they're going to still be where they are. But we want to take down impediments to folks. So I would hope that this will have a significant effect in sending a clear signal throughout the Show Me State that if people want to work, we want to talk to them. Well, I should note, this is only a first step. I mean, this is that we have to all, we've seen these larger issues kind of come to fruition over a period of time. And I want to thank many of the leaders that have counseled me through this process, including some of the leaders that are here with us today, some of the faith leaders and others that have literally worked to help this day they come about. I couldn't thank them enough for their increased sensitivity and helpfulness through this process. Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Once again, that comes down to individual licensure pieces, and a lot of that comes in legislatively. And certainly, today is a start towards what should be, I think, a broader movement to make sure that once people have paid their penalty, and we all understand that if you make mistakes, that you have to pay a penalty. But once that penalty is over, we should, as a society, put our arms out to welcome people back, especially people that want to work, want to get licensed, want to add to their individual strength through certifications and whatnot. We've got to think about putting bridges to the future and not drawbridges to their past. And so I would hope that today's action will lead to a continuing discussion and concrete progress on issues such as licensure in a number of professions.